This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, back at it, my friends. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
It is another hour of the
It's a Big Old Land with Countless Dreams
program we call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here.
Ain't out of reach.
This hour we're going to chat with the Sheriff of Cass County, Jesse Johnner. Also going to talk with Than Bardson, who is the CEO and co-founder of something called Unseen. Unseen does some really good work helping child trafficking organizations raise money to be able to go out and rescue more kids. Pretty amazing what they're doing. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about that. The movie, Sound of Freedom, has, I think, awakened a whole new crop of folks to the horrors of child trafficking. And God bless America. We need all the more. And we need people leaving the theater saying, let's do something. And we can do something through Unseen, so we look forward to that conversation coming up in a little bit.
We're going to go see it this week.
Are you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it yet.
What's amazing is it's lasted as long as it has. Some people thought it was going to be a July 4th deal only.
Yeah.
And people keep coming, and they kept extending the showing, so that's great.
Yeah, if you're in Lakes Country, it's at Washington Square Mall at the 7th Theater there.
Yeah, I've seen it, and you cannot leave there without a pit in your stomach. Of knowing what a problem we have to take on.
I mentioned to my wife, and she said, I don't know if I can watch it. I don't know.
It's really well done.
I think we have to.
Yeah, it's not the graphic. It's not, but it does give you the.
Someone said about 10 minutes in, there's a scene with a child to make you want to, your stomach just, you know.
And
you can imagine the horrors that children go through.
It is, yeah. No question. I mean,
but we have to.
It's real. You're going to get a sense of what actually is happening, but it's not like, you know, graphic where you got to look away or anything like that. It's just you get an idea what sick people there are out there. You really do. So anyway, we'll talk about that a little later on in the program as well. Let's see here. You want to call us, 701-271-1100. You want to text us, you can do that too at 701-237-1590. Without any further ado, let's welcome the Sheriff of Cass County, Jesse Johnner. Sheriff, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, bud.
Really wanted to talk to you just as the leader of a law enforcement organization in this community, better understanding the impacts on your deputies, you, and just the overall law enforcement community of dealing with what happened on Friday.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on this morning, St. Scott. First, you know, I just want to start off by saying that our agency, me, myself, we're extremely saddened, of course, by this event for the family, for Fargo PD, friends, family. This act was such a senseless act against these officers, one of our citizens, our firefighters, and then, of course, Officer Wallen, who made that ultimate sacrifice. And I think most of us, you know, have had a chance to see the video that Fargo PD put out in honor of Officer Wallen. And viewing that video, such a great young man, a man of tremendous service to our country, his military service to our community, and just really showing the commitment, the personality, the character of who Officer Wallen really was. And then, of course, the final courageous act of Officer Robinson in ending the threat that day, which he certainly needed to do of that individual's cowardless act, which I would definitely term it in that person, the coward that he was, in the wake of gunfire and fighting through that gunfire, and being able to engage that threat and bring that situation to a conclusion, which needed to happen. And so I certainly wanted to get that message out. Scott, like you said, as a leader of a large organization, leader of a law enforcement agency in our area, in our community, what I would first say is that we're really lucky here because all of our agencies, whether it's the Clay County Sheriff's Office, Morehead Police Department, Fargo Police Department, West Fargo Police Department, the Highway Patrol, NDSU PD, BCI, we all have a great working relationship with each other. And so when you have an incident like this, it affects all of our agencies because many of the officers, individuals within our organizations are our friends. We know each other. And so when you have something like this, it affects everyone. And most certainly because we all wear the uniform, we put on the badge and the hopes and the honor of going out and serving our communities every day to provide public safety. This affects everyone. And so I just got done with a staff meeting prior to coming on the air with you this morning and visiting with our staff, making sure they're okay and touching base and reminding all of them that we just need to ask our staff on a day-to-day basis just how they're doing and making sure that everyone's aware of the resources that we have in play, which is a number of them, to help people through difficult, critical situations. So I think that maybe answers a little bit of your question, if I remember it correctly, Scott, but just really trying to piece everything together because right now a lot of people don't know the why, and when you don't know the why someone would do something like this, it's hard to figure things out sometimes.
Thank you for mentioning Zach Robinson, too, the officer that was, I guess, called one of the training officers out there with some of the newer members of the PD, but to have his skill neutralize that threat. And from all the pieces that are out there, it looks as though this could have been much worse, put it that way. And, the amount of lives that he saved by doing what he did is pretty amazing. And then to be known, right? I mean, everybody knows he's the guy that shot the, Muhammad Barakat. So it's that comes with some trauma too, doesn't it?
Oh, most certainly. You go into this job and you know the dangers of it. You're made aware of that as you're going through training, and that's why we do the training and reminded of that on a daily basis and every day when you put this uniform and badge on. It's in the back of your mind that something bad could happen, and you're always thinking that in your mind. But be put in that situation and to be able to carry out those things that you were trained to do, which again, as I mentioned, needed to happen that day, as we all know. You just don't. It's not something you ever want to do, to take another human being's life. So, I don't think for one minute of in this situation that should ever be thought about and regretted for any purpose because this like I mentioned was earlier a cowardless act and that threat needed to be stopped. So
was Muhammad Barakat known to the sheriff's department?
I did not know who he was, and the reason I kind of hesitate about that a little bit is we have had some contact with him. I can't really speak to a lot of the contact with him because some of that's been pulled from us for investigative purposes and as they work through this investigation. But our office had contact with him on two occasions that I'm familiar with right now.
And we understand that earlier Bonnie Alessandri talked to the fire chief and there had been a fire in his apartment at some point too. Was that one of the occasions that... Or yours different than that?
No, that wouldn't have been one of ours. I guess I'm not familiar with that. And by the way, since you brought up the fire department here, I really want to throw my gratitude out to Chief Dirksen and his staff, most certainly, as we all know at this time. As soon as that threat was neutralized, his staff and EMS immediately jumped in to save those officers' lives. And in my opinion, if that wouldn't have happened, we may be looking at a different situation with the officers that are in stable condition right now. And so gratitude, they should be commended for what they did that day. And because most certainly that was a tough situation for them to come under gunfire, something they don't typically expect to deal with on a day-to-day basis, and jump in to help those officers the way that they did, and ultimately saving their lives along with EMS. So certainly appreciate his leadership in their department and those those firefighters for what they did.
Yeah, great point. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about just what, you know, look, it happened here. It's here, whether we like it or not, it's here. And, you know, you never know when you're going to find we have a bystander that was hospitalized, right? We have people all over that could have been shot here. These active shooter situations are becoming way too frequent across our country. And now here as well, I want to talk a little bit about the best advice for somebody that could come about a scene like this when we continue with Sheriff Jesse Johnham. Don't go away.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour, to tell you about a tireless warrior that has fought and fought and fought since the election of 2020. That's Mike Lindell. And, you know, he's got an unbelievable company. Dealt with enormous amounts of adversity because all these big box stores were canceling him because he was, again, vocal in his support for wanting to get to the truth of the election results and find out why we were using COVID as an excuse to, you know, do mail-in ballots and all the other things that he did. He went out and bought machines to make sure that they were legit and dig into them. I mean, it's just been unbelievable what he's done. And now his business, MyPillow, which he's literally put on hold and had the employees kind of run the business while he's doing all this other stuff, has had a significant impact in their business. Right? So now they have a 20-year anniversary, and they say, we've sold over 80 million MyPillows. Let's thank all those folks that have bought from us direct and have taken care of us. So they have a special deal just for you. Queen-size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, are now only $19.98. Just 10 bucks more if you want king-size. MyPillow.com. If you go there, you'll see a whole host of great specials. Use the promo code Scott, okay? Promo code Scott. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
Marie made a comment on our Facebook stream. Have you heard the interview with Carly Kosiewicz's mother? Mom said she doesn't need help. Carly has been released as of yesterday. They are looking for a private plane ride home to Boston, Massachusetts. They're trying to head home.
Yeah.
I'm sure they want to just
recover and
put this in the rear view. Thank you, Marie. Appreciate that.
Savannah in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Sheriff Jesse Johnner. Go ahead.
My name's Savannah. I reside in Christine, North Dakota, but I actually work for the city of Fargo. I don't, go out and do what you do, obviously, but I do try my best to attend to the community. And I just want to, I see a good opportunity just to let you hear my words, and I just want to thank you and all of the first responders for all that you guys do. I'm within the Fargo Trash Department with the city of Fargo, and I don't really attend to the community as heroic as you do, but I do my best. And I do just want to say thank you, and you guys are thought of, and we do appreciate everything that you do, no matter what, your political views are and everything like that. I think I hope the community comes together just to, give the appreciation and thanks that you guys do deserve. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank
you.
Scott, thank you for having that caller on. Savannah, thank you for those words. With what she mentioned is a good opportunity for me right now to thank our community in return for what she had mentioned. I've had several people asking what they can do in this time, after this tragic event to support our law enforcement. And what I've been telling people is just exactly what Savannah did there, and that was just to let officers know that they appreciate, their public service, their community to service, and for what they do. And I know for me, the day that this happened and having people come up and thank me, have me thank my staff, and seeing people line the sidewalks at the Sanford Hospital that evening when those officers are fighting for their lives with the injured officers and our citizen who, I want to make sure we don't forget about that there was a citizen, like you had mentioned, Scott, prior to this break, that was injured in this thing, and there could have been more citizens. But hearing those words, I think, reminds officers when times are tough, and especially when you have something like this where it appears right now and we don't know the full investigation, and it appears that someone went out to hunt law enforcement officers. Sometimes that can cause officers to second guess if they made the right career decision. But hearing those words that Savannah just mentioned and the thank you, I think oftentimes we'll bring officers back and ground them to the real reason of why they got in this, and that was to serve their community and provide that public service piece, community service. And hearing those words, I think, just reminds officers and why they're doing this and helps them move forward. So
Savannah, I'd also say, you know, don't sell yourself short on the good you can do just being out there. Your eyes are as important as anybody. You can probably make the, you know, notice differences in different locations and whatnot. I mean, I think appreciate your call, by the way. But the sheriff, I mean, you need lots of eyes and ears out there, right? This is a prime example of the if you see something, say something.
Oh, excellent example. And I would agree with what you said with telling Savannah not to sell herself short. Obviously, she provides public service to the community as well, community service by, you know, through her job duties. So certainly wouldn't sell her short on that. But very much like you said, Scott, you know, we're always encouraging people to make sure that they report suspicious activity, see something, say something, you know, send something. When you think something's wrong or looks abnormal, it typically is. And we would want people to report that. I know one thing that has always been hard for me to hear, and I know and it's not done in a malicious way by any means. It's someone trying to be, you know, say a nice thing to us. But we've had, you know, I've had people say to us, you know, I saw something the other day, and I know you guys are so busy. I didn't want to bother you, but I thought that this might be something that you'd want to know or something. And I just want to reassure our citizens that you're never bothering us when you want to report something. I really want to make sure I get that, drive that point home, because a lot of people will say that to me, and it actually makes me feel a little bad, because I feel like maybe that person didn't think they could call and report something to us. And
sure.
You know, I often remind people that getting law enforcement involved on things on the front end is always, you know, requires less resources than if it's reported later on and then we have to go back and investigate things. And certainly in a situation like this, you know, that could prevent someone from being hurt seriously or losing a life. So, most definitely we would always want people to report suspicious activity, things that they see that are out of the norm, so that we could look into them.
We don't have enough time to talk about tips for, you know, being a part of an active shooting thing, but I know incidents like this put everybody on edge a little bit to say, wow, it's here, it's happening. But I'd like to have you back soon to just, again, remind us of the fact that these things can happen, and when you find yourself in, you know, what do you do? You, most importantly, have a plan, I guess, right?
Yeah, most definitely. If you want to have me back on, Scott, I'd love to come back on and talk about that. As you know, and you actually went through the class before, the course that we put on. We're very active. When I say we, West Fargo PD, Fargo PD, our office, and putting on active shooter courses for our businesses and our citizens to help prepare them for, you know, critical incidents like these.
Look forward to that. Sheriff, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Take care.
As Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner, our guest on What's on Your Mind. A couple of calls waiting. Get those in when we come back. And we're going to tell you about Unseen. If you're looking to do something after seeing Sound of Freedom, I have a suggestion for you. Some great work that's being done from a nonprofit right here in Fargo. Isn't that beautiful? Talk about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's padded fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Israeli President Isaac Herzog is headed to Washington for a meeting today with President Biden. He'll also address a joint meeting of Congress. The visit comes as Biden yesterday invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States for an official visit later this year. Iowa's new law that outlaws abortion once a heartbeat is detected is on hold. A judge has granted a request for a temporary injunction just days after it was signed into law. Governor Kim Reynolds says the state will appeal. Expect today to be another day of investigators combing through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. Police found nearly 300 firearms in a walled-off vault behind a metal door in his basement. Huerman's Chevy Avalanche pickup was seized yesterday in South Carolina. Investigators say it helped them crack the case. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
For lunch today, PetroServe USA has some serious comfort food today. I'm telling you what, if you're looking for some of Mom's home cooking, you're going to want to head to PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs in Harwood, also at the MP Avenue location downtown Fargo. Country fried steak in Glendon, orange chicken in Euland, pepperoni, macaroni, hot dish on 45th Street. Wow, does that sound good? Meatloaf or chip beef at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken pot pie or hot beef sandwich in Valley City. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. What's not to love? All right, we're going to tell you about a great organization doing some incredible work in the effort to take on child trafficking. And a lot of us are looking to do something. Now that we've seen the movie The Sound of Freedom, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Couple of calls waiting. First, as I mentioned, let's get to those. Randy and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, Scott. I'm sorry I missed Sheriff Johnner here, but I have a few questions about that situation there. Why haven't we seen a picture of this guy? There's nothing out there.
You don't know the answer to that. I have a video that I believe is him. Jay Thomas actually dug it up. It has one letter different in Muhammad, but we can't verify it. So we put in a Freedom of Information request with the Department of Transportation for the photograph on his driver's license. And if we get that and can match him, then we'll put both of those out. So it's not like we're not working on it, but from an official standpoint, I don't know. Jay is going to talk with Jay Thomas later today, 2 to 5 on WDAY, talking to Chief David Zabolski. I'll pass that question on to Jay, and maybe he can ask that. I'm going to talk to the chief, too, over the lunch hour. So we'll ask the question, but I don't know the answer to that, I guess. Just, what's your theory?
Anybody else, their picture would have been flashed all over the news for 3 or 4 days. It puzzles me why he's not on there. Another question, too, is did they take any bombs or any material making bombs out of his apartment? Does anybody know about that?
All I know is there were many things in the apartment of that are going to be part of this investigation. Having heard that, not any specifics on what exactly was in there in the way of weapons or, you know, other things. There's been reports, and again, they're just reports. I think a neighbor of his at the apartment was quoted on some media, might have been Valley News Live, I forget, saying that a law enforcement officer had told them there was napalm in the apartment, and that's the reason they had to evacuate everybody out. But again, that's from the one person to another person. It's like a game of telephone, so you know you just don't know. But I think the answer to your questions is we'll know in short order. You know, so they'll be coming out. Appreciate your call, Randy. Thank you. Rex in Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rex.
Yeah, hi, guys. You're doing a great job. My condolences to the officer that lost his life. foremost and officers that got wounded. And I wanted to thank the sheriff that you had online earlier for his service as well. What I was going to say is I was there that just before that shooting. I came out of CVS Pharmacy, and everything was peaceful. Matter of fact, the fire truck was in the middle of the road there with only one car, and they were sweeping up the accident. And then a couple of officers had just gotten there behind. I don't know if it was the fallen officer or not. I didn't get a look at them. But anyways, I got around the corner, got up to Maine, got to M&H, and all heck broke loose. Now, I didn't hear the shooting because I was in M&H when I came out. They said active shooting. I never seen so many police officers come down Maine, one right after another. Must have been seven or eight, four ambulances, and I knew something bad had happened. So it was just horrible, and I'm glad that I missed it for sure. But I just wanted to mention that to you guys. I was there at that time.
Very interesting. Yeah, thank you, Rex. Appreciate that very much. And, of course, I can't wait to find out how it is the shooter happens on this accident, right? And what plans he had for the day. We got a lot to find out. But we're promised additional information in a form of a press conference probably later this week or early next week. We're hearing that the funeral is going to be Saturday or Monday, and I think they're trying to be respectful of having that funeral before we go into great detail on the investigation from what I can gather. Special guest in studio today, the co-founder of Unseen, Than Bartson, is here. And I was aware of Unseen and the work they did when I saw the movie Sound of Freedom, and I thought of them the whole time because I thought, you know, you can't watch this movie and not want to do something about it. And so to know that there's a nonprofit right here in Fargo that can do something and we can help is a great comfort. Than, thanks a lot.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's been the reaction to the movie and what you've been doing?
You know, our phone has been ringing off the hook. Folks are emailing us asking, hey, what can we do? We just saw the movie. We're angry. We're not okay with this, and we want to get to work. And thankfully, we've got a place for everybody to do just that, whether it's business owners or, you know, kids giving their birthdays. Like, everybody is, it seems like, coming out of the woodwork, which, you know, we've been involved in this fight for 12 years now, founded in 2011, and we haven't seen a response quite like this yet. It's pretty neat to see.
It's the good Lord at work.
It is.
There's no other explanation, you know. Yeah. God's children are not for sale, as they say in the movie.
That's right.
This has always been, a thing. I mean, we've always known for years. I mean, go back to the movie Taken. I mean, way prior to that. But what really is blowing me away in recent years is the level of which it's occurring, is the amount of it. It's mind-boggling.
Is it increasing dramatically year over year?
It is. You know, the increase that we've seen or that has been reported is the last time we checked, it was 40 million folks that were living in slavery. The report that came out this year says that number has risen to 50. So 50 million people living in slavery. We believe that about 13.5 million of those are children. And any time you have an increase in vulnerabilities, so war, poverty, famine, kids are the ones that get hit hardest and have the longest lasting impacts on those vulnerable populations. If nobody's there to protect and support these kiddos, who's going to do that? That's why Unseen is here. We have partners that have been working across the U.S. and in 55 countries around the world who are not okay with the fact that we have so many kids without an advocate, moms who are having to pick which of their kids to feed and which have to go down a really dark path. And yet we get to support those partners who are on the front lines. We're saying it's not okay. We're going to do something about it. And this last year, our partners directly impacted over 136,000 people around the world.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome.
Pulled them out of slavery.
Or kept them from ever going in the first place.
Yeah.
And we say one of the biggest victories that we have is when a kid never has to deal with a trafficking situation in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we keep them out? How do we kick down those doors and bear hug these kiddos to safety? Our partners are looking at what does prosecution against traffickers look like? How do we support law enforcement to be able to put those guys where they need to go? And finally, we have partners that are looking at how do we affect system and law change to make it harder to traffic kids in the first place.
That's what I don't get. There should be just throw the kitchen sink at that, mm-hmm. right? And you don't hear it debated. You don't hear it talked about. You don't hear law enforcement even coming and saying, we need this. FBI, hey, here's what we need to have happen right now. Department of Homeland Security. You know, it should be a top priority, and I don't know why it isn't. Why do you think it isn't?
Budgets, I think, is the easiest term. You know, bandwidth limitations for agencies is so limited that it is not just on governments, it's not just on law enforcement, and it's not just on the backs of nonprofits. It's a collaboration and the shared effort of all of those. And so for our partners that are involved in that work, you know, when they get those victories and are able to turn that information maybe over to law enforcement to be able to make that arrest, that's a fantastic win.
How do you help your partners?
We found that one of the biggest things that is inhibiting growth of organizations that have a history of success and a clear vision for a future is stable financing. That's it. The finances, the cash to be able to deploy to go get the work done that needs to be done. So each highly vetted partner that comes into Unseen, we have a record and a data of exactly what they've done. So whether they've, you know, kept kids out, started rescue homes, whatever it is, they're showing us an amazing report card, and we give them everything that they need to go raise their own support and their continued financing. A perfect example is an organization named Shy Fund that we joined with probably 6 years ago. And when we joined Shy, or when Shy Fund jumped into Unseen, they were stuck at $250,000 a year. That was it. Every family member, every business they knew, everybody had given to the max, and they couldn't break past that $250,000 threshold. This last year, they raised over $4.3 million.
Wow.
They helped to lead the civilian evacuation of Afghanistan and are doing incredible, incredible work. They've rescued kids out of cages that were being held by ISIS. And I mean, we could spend hours just pointing to the incredible work that they and other Unseen partners have done.
So that's the multiplier effect that comes from your support and your help. Show them, you're good at helping them tell their story and raise the money.
And they can go do that. They don't need us. We don't want to be a crutch forever and ever. So if you look in our annual report, you can find it on our website, weareunseen.org. Last year, our partners produced a 973% return on every dollar that we invested.
That's fantastic. That is really amazing. Do you think this additional attention maybe will lead to some more? If you had a magic wand to take on the situation, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's a great question. One, eliminate trafficking as an institution. But if we looked at what's possible, if funding was not an issue, we have organizations that are just waiting in line for us to be able to help them. We would love to be able to say yes to every incredible children's home that has a line out the door of kids that just need help, that need a family, that need a safe place to sleep. We would love to be able to say yes to each and every one of them. We can't right now, but, you know, we know what's going on right here in the States. We've got a line of qualified organizations right here in the U.S. that we need to be able to say yes to. And in order for us to say yes, this community, businesses right here in Fargo and across North Dakota into Minnesota are saying yes to us, allowing us to be able to go out and serve those who know exactly what needs to be done. Because you and I aren't going to be able to find every kid that needs help. Even if we had unlimited funding.
Far from it. The movie certainly showed that. I mean, the challenges in doing that. You got Department of Homeland Security agents.
So we got a lot of support, a lot of network to hit.
When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about an event you have coming up that folks can participate in called Fall Fire 2023, coming up in September. And also just a little bit about, how this happens. You know, a typical situation of child trafficking. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim on USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You're there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're chatting with Van Bartson, who's the co-founder of Unseen. Folks that are accelerating the fight against human trafficking and its root causes. Important distinction there, too, to fight on that front. Fan, walk me through a typical situation, like how a child is ultimately put into slavery, and you know, then what they do and where they go. What's just typical?
Really comes down to vulnerabilities, right? So kids who are in a vulnerable position, whether it's lack of finances or a dysfunctional family unit or lack of family. In the first place, we see a lot of orphans that are targeted around the world. Now, typical is a bit of a loaded term, right? Because it varies case to case, even country to country, state by state. It looks very different. We have some very simple solutions that many of our partners have employed. Jobs and access to credit. If families are able to take care of their kids, they're not going to believe the lie that a trafficker may come to. I've shared this story publicly in the past, but back in 2012, I interviewed two little girls, like 5 and 7 years old. their mom had owed $300 to a man in Bangkok, and these two little ones were the collateral for that debt. So when she couldn't pay this, what to us would be a very low, you know, payment, they were the ones on the line. Thankfully, Unseen's partner stepped in and said, this is not going to happen, and these kids are going to have a safe home and a great future. But we see that situation happening over and over.
How much of it is sexual exploitation versus labor?
Now, if you look at global trafficking, sexual slavery accounts for just 12% of total trafficking. However, it is both the most profitable and it's the highest form of slavery here in the U.S. And so the stats go...
The U.S. is the draw for this.
It's the highest form of trafficking in the U.S. You know, we see a lot of sex trafficking out of Russia and China and bordering countries as well.
But the market for it is in the U.S.?
The market for it is global, right? Now, the U.S. has been a driver in many of those situations historically. And we are absolutely on the line for a lot of the demand side. However, this is a global epidemic. We've got 13 million and a half kids spread out all over the country, all over the world.
What do you know about the impact the border situation has had on child trafficking?
There's some really tough cases coming out of that right now. Conversations that we've been having with folks in our network are just showing how difficult it is to operate anti-trafficking work in, especially like northern Mexico, right? That just a couple of years ago, we had one partner that had a rescue home there, and they were one of just four known rescue facilities for kids trying to get out of trafficking. Now, there are others that are in the works. We're seeing some progress, but it is a slow, slow journey.
Wow. I want you to be able to tell our audience a little bit about how they can help Unseen, and I know you have an event coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. Yeah. So for any of you that are business owners, this is a chance to come and join in the celebration. We really live in a tension, right? We celebrate each one of the kids that is prevented from being trafficked, each one of the kids and the families that are brought out of trafficking, but we still know we've got a lot of work to do. And so on September 12th, we've got an event called Fall Fire. It's out at Pines Black. Those folks were incredibly generous to Unseen, and they said, hey, let's throw a party, and we got a lot of work to do, so let's bring as many people to the table as possible. If you go to weareunseen.org/fallfire, there's an opportunity to jump in as a sponsor. So that window is going to be closing soon, but anybody who wants in, we would love to have you.
And if I donate money, if anybody in the audience donates money, it gets used by, I mean, you can literally tie it to additional rescues, right? You have more demand for your services to help these people rescue things than you have the funds to do it.
That's right. Oh, yeah, we have a growing list of organizations that need our help right now. And we track every dollar that's going out. We are incredibly transparent by design. Have been since our earliest days. So for every dollar that goes in, you're going to get your impact report. You're going to see the tangible effects of what that giving actually does.
How did the idea of Unseen come to be?
You know, we took a look early on and said, hey, what do groups that are actively engaged in the fight really need? Because if you've got a line, let's say you are you're the CEO of this incredible rescue facility. This is a typical case that we see. And you've got a line of 100 kids out the door. And you know that each one of those kids, it's going to take $1,000 to let them in. Well, I could write you a big check and cover it for every one of those kids. And then as soon as you bring every one of them in, what happens?
Another 100 line.
That's it.
Yeah.
Growing line. So we took a look and thought, man, how do we not just distribute funds to the greatest groups in the world, but how do we grow their ability to fundraise beyond our life cycle? So we want them in. We are going to build them up. Our program team is just surrounding them with every single piece that they need to go invite people to this incredible fight. And we graduate them out and we keep cheering them on, but they get to go and do incredible things.
It's heartening to know they're out there.
Oh, you know, take a look at our site. Like, read some of the stories. If you watch Sound of Freedom and you're feeling discouraged, head to weareunseen.org there is a spot free at the table, and we got work to do.
That's right. So if you want to do something, highly suggest you start at weareunseen.org. Sam, good to see you again. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for everything.
5 before the hour, we're out of time for today. God bless you, folks. We'll see you again tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Continue to follow the situation with the investigation into the horrific shooting on Friday. So stay tuned right here.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.